other yak babies. Sex, presidents, and sometimes books.
Welcome to Yak Babies, the only podcast on the internet sponsored by Sourdough Yeast. My name is Aaron. I'm here with my personal pals, Dave.
Hey, Sourdough Aaron.
And Brick.
Hi.
Calling from across the seas, we have personal pal, Nico.
Hello.
Hello. Now, this episode is about book clubs, which is funny because our podcast kind of is a book club, right? Like, in a lot of ways, what we do here is sort of book club oriented. But this might be the only book club I've ever belonged to. I think this is the first and only one.
What's our old tagline? The only book club you want to belong to?
Yeah.
We used to actually say that.
Yeah, I think that was the book hockey tagline, right?
The book club you actually want to be a part of.
Yeah. So I guess the question is, do you guys belong to book clubs or have you in the past? And what has your experience been like reading books with other people? What a disgusting idea.
It's super unappealing to me. I'm with you.
Why?
Because I'm a dick, mostly, I guess. I don't really care about most people's opinions on things, particularly on books. Certainly not random people that I only know in the context of a book. I think with you guys, there's a lot more sort of thought that goes into the selection of a book, where my impression of book clubs is they're generally pretty safe picks,
right?
And they're generally pretty tepid books that I'm not interested in.
Right.
You know, I might enjoy some of them, but I don't feel like those kind of books are going to be all that provocative as far as like an interesting conversation. Like, how much is there to say about Waters for Elephants, you know?
Right.
Or the Joy Luck Club, or, you know.
Well, Joy Luck Club probably has a lot to say about it.
Well,
no, with strangers.
I don't know, man. I feel like if the four of us read the Water for Elephants or whatever book together, I think we could have a fascinating discussion about it. That's why I'm not really drawn, like you're talking about. If I had a book club with just you guys, I'd be all in on that.
Right.
Yeah. But with a bunch of people I don't know,
we literally just record it.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But even outside of this, even if we weren't doing this podcast, yeah, I would join a book club if the three of you were in it.
So you're saying it's the people
and
not
nobody
the
else, really, or
yeah, at least
nobody else I didn't know, or
and maybe, you know, you do book up long enough and you develop that.
Right.
So I think a lot of it is probably my impression of it, having never done, you know, that's like saying like I think whatever is stupid, but then I never done the thing, so I don't know, right? Like,
right.
You know, comics are for babies. I'm not reading those. You know, it's like, right. Well, they're probably great.
Right. Yeah, well, there's a sense of what's the goal of the book club, right? Is it to really dig down on the novel and discuss it and feel like you're engaged in a critical conversation, or is it to make new friends and
right.
sort of
socialize,
reach out?
Socialize, yeah. Right, sure.
And I think that maybe the latter makes a lot of sense, but I've never been compelled to do that for that reason. But the former is what I'm most interested in, right? That's why we do this, is like I want to discuss the books. I mean, it's also social too, but I want to sort of get into the books and dig into it more so than making new. I don't want any new yak babies.
Right. Well, I kind of have a fantasy of myself as I've scrolled through like meetup book clubs before in my area, and I sort of but then when it comes time to like pick one and do it, I'm like, ah, oh, fuck, I don't want to. It feels like there would be a lot of trial and error before I'd find one where I like the people. I mean, I feel like that would be the first thing, mm-hmm. and the books would come second.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just don't want to do that.
Right.
Yeah, I think you guys have
to. I want to want to do it.
To define what you. Am I the only one who's actually in a book club?
I think so,
I would say
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've been doing one for about a year, and I think you're drastically overvaluing like what it is and like how much of your life revolves around it. Like, so we do one book a month. We meet for 1 hour at a coffee shop. Sometimes it sucks, sometimes it's pretty cool.
Right.
We pick books that are like on the bestseller list, so you kind of like, and it is books that like I wouldn't normally read.
Right.
That's partially because like it's kind of a tether to like what people are actually reading, you know, instead of kind of like our little niche of a combination of kind of old classics and hyperliterary novels.
Right.
So yeah, so I think like, yeah, if you want a book club that's going to be like graduate English discussion class, then that's going to be tough to come by. But if you want to talk about one like a fairly stupid bestseller and like rip it apart for an hour once a month, you know, it's not bad. There's worse ways to.
Can you talk about what the format is like? Like how many people are in it? Who chooses the books and how, and what the meetings themselves are like? Do they follow a structure of any kind, or is it just
No, loose. It's very loose. I mean, it's on Meetup, so it's like it's public. But given that, like, there's a group of, I would say, 5 to 6 people, like a core group that show up almost every time that I actually.
Are you two part of that 5 or 6?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I would say 6 total.
Hmm.
And then if there's like 5 people, you know, and they're all cool, that's great. It does suck every once in a while because, like, so one of the things we did was we said, like, don't worry if you haven't like finished the book or if you haven't read it, you just want to come see what it's like. And then these fucking weirdos would come and be like, all right, so what do you guys do here? And it's like, we talk about this book. And they're like, oh, I didn't read the book. And like, I understand that it says you can come without reading the book, but don't continue to come and just not read the book.
Right. So the book is still the point.
That's a bit weird. It depends how creepy the person is. Usually they're pretty creepy, sure, if they show up to a book club and haven't read the book.
Cruising for Poon.
As long as you're like, you know, your expectations are low. And then as far as like how we decide what books to read, usually like I'll just go to the bookstore before, take a picture of a couple books that look interesting. And then if anybody else has any ideas, then we'll go with that.
But you like it to be something that's available in your town to purchase.
Yeah. Unless somebody like, so we were handed it off to a different organizer for when we're gone next month. And he picked Dracula to read for October.
Nice.
So there's stuff. He's
an Irish writer.
Right. Yeah, he is actually.
Yeah.
He grew up in Sligo, I think.
Or oh, really?
Mom did. Yeah. There's some, his mom, like his mom's experience with cholera was kind of the inspiration for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's cool. You know, and then somebody else nominated this book called This Is Going to Hurt, which is.
Yeah, I know that.
Kind of funny journal entries almost from a doctor in the British healthcare industry, which is completely fucked, like the way that they do shit there. I mean, it's, they just basically work their doctors to the bone. So to see that was kind of interesting. Yeah, so I mean, all in all, it's like, it's very little effort. Like, as it's an hour of socializing once a month, and that's about it. And then you have to read the book, but I mean, it's, we also pick books that are pretty short. Like, rarely are they over 300 pages, so.
Right. I guess my question is, do you feel like you have befriended people in your book club? Do you feel like that's like your social circle in some ways? Or, because I know, so part of the story is you guys moved to a different place, right? And so this has been an attempt to like find people to hang out with.
Right. So we're doing everything we can to make friends. Yeah. And we have, I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's a mosaic of friendships, you know, like, so we do a lot of meetup stuff, and like some of the people that come to the book club, like come to other stuff, and we hang out with them like separately from meetup too and stuff like that. So yeah, it's definitely, it definitely is a piece of kind of our social lives here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're running it now? Cause I remember you used to talk about the person who was running it had some unorthodox ways that kind of bothered you guys. So you took over, or you started your own thing, or
we started
what?
A different one. Like she ghosted, and then the hilarious part was she ghosted, and then we started a different book club, and then she joined it, and she like, she either shows up every month, or she like leaves a long review in the comment section of the things. And it's like, okay, like you're kind of missing the point. Like, I don't give a shit really what you think about Dracula.
What your written review is.
Yeah.
So what do you call it?
Review of Dracula. What do we call it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the name of your club?
Psycho social group book club.
Okay. Very clever.
Yeah, it's not a. It's
not, I guess, Yak Bagels was taken.
Yeah,
so.
You could have had Steer Children.
Oh, I should have done that.
That's but a different club, I guess.
Yeah,
but I mean, this is a great example, Nico, because I think that my hesitation with book clubs in the past has been the socialization part. It's this. I'm more worried about trying to meet new people and being awkward than reading a book I don't want to read and talking about it. I can do that in my sleep, right?
Right. I mean, but I kind of think that as far as social situations go, like, especially for you guys, like a book club would be one of the easiest, you know, because you have, by default, have, as long as you read the book before you show up, you have something to talk about. And you just, you know, you just try not to be an asshole and talk about the book and then have a coffee and go home. Like, it's about as easy as it can get.
Right.
Break your grimacing. Can you talk about it?
Yeah, it still doesn't sound fun to me. I don't know. It's not, I don't have any worry about feeling awkward and social whatever.
You should. Yeah.
It's more, I don't know. I don't want to have polite conversation about books to meet people. I'd rather meet people other ways, I guess. Hmm. And then I'd rather the conversations about books be real. Because that...
You want to be free to say the kinds of things you can say with us when we're all talking about a book? Is that kind of what you mean?
Well,
I mean that seriously.
Yeah, I mean, sort of. It's not even so much me saying what I want to say. It's that's what I like getting about books is digging into them like that, right? If we're having polite conversation about things. But
if you're in a book club with a group of strangers or people you only meet with once a month, and suddenly you want to make like a dick joke like you do with us.
I would still make the dick joke in public. It's more like, it just sounds so boring.
Hmm.
It sounds like homework is what it sounds. It sounds like homework used as the pretense for meeting people for coffee. And I'd rather just meet people for coffee, I guess.
Do you meet people for coffee?
Hmm. No, but I'm pretty happy with the size of my social circle. Like, I don't...
Right.
Well, maybe that's part of it.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
I mean, Nico and Kathleen moved to a new place, and
right.
We're not happy with the size of their social circle.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe we're missing...
So what I would recommend is don't join a book club then.
Never have. Like,
it's not a requirement of life, you know? Like, if it doesn't sound like something that interests you, then fine.
I think we're missing a real key point here, which is... an opportunity to market Yak Babies to a new audience. We should all join book clubs, as many as possible, and just promote our podcast to them.
Yeah, Nico, do you force everyone to listen and download episodes? And obviously you don't make them pay for the Patreon, but probably you should.
I actually mentioned it the other day to this
yeah?
guy, to a friend of mine, and he was like, you what? You do a podcast? And I was like, yeah, so I can't like go out Saturday. And he was like, how long have you done it? And I was like, I don't know, like 5 years? And he's like, you've never told me about this before.
Yeah, it's more like 8 years.
Closeted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be going on 10, right? Didn't we start around 2010?
2012.
12?
12. 7. Yeah. I mean, it's been a while, but yeah.
I think it's funny. People's reactions when you tell them you have a podcast is, I feel like, disproportionate to the quality of the podcast. People are like, why do you do a podcast? I'm like, yeah, but like, I mean, yeah, it's just... They listen right. For sure, but it's not like, I don't know, it's just like I sit around the table and talk with my friends for several hours. It's not like, it's not an NPR, you know.
We just kind of record what we'd be doing anyway.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know what you guys are talking about. It's high production value and quality content.
Right.
Slightly more structured than...
Sometimes less, actually. Mm. I'm going to 100% join a book club and promote our podcast. This is my next goal. All joking aside, though, this suggestion has made me kind of want to do it. I think I might try this.
Wow.
Yeah. Nico's... description made me feel a bit more confident that I won't be immediately identified as an idiot and drummed out of the group, which has always been my fear.
Well, another option is to form one with people you already know. Read, I think that.
But this is what this is. I'd rather just do this. Like this is my book club of people that I know. Like I like this one the best.
Right, but we can't meet monthly the way that, or every 2 weeks or whatever.
I'm content with what we do.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you could pull together a group of friends in Boston.
Yeah,
and do it yourself, and
but
share poop stories with them.
But I think I'm a balance of
person.
You and Nico, and that I kind of want to try expanding and making new friends, maybe.
Oh, okay, yeah,
or just seeing what's out there potentially for various reasons. But I also do want a good conversation at the same time. Mm. So I think a lot of trial and error probably. But I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm gonna try something and see what happens. And I'll report back.
And I mean, at least for us, like, it's extremely low commitment.
Right.
If you don't like the look of the book, just say, oh, I can't make it that month.
You know, right.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And if somebody does care, that's probably not a book club that you want to go to. If they're like,
exactly.
You have to show up with like discussion questions and all the rest of the shit.
Right. And you can't just bring a pint of vodka.
Right. That's complete bullshit. Yeah.
Well, Nico, if you meet, let's say that you meet for exactly an hour, how many minutes would you say you talk about the book, and how many minutes would you say you just like shoot the shit and hang out with people?
Probably like half and half, I would say. Okay. I mean, it depends how, like, who the people are, you know?
Right.
If somebody's new, then you talk to them a little bit more, or if you haven't seen somebody in a while. I mean, and there's two ways you can go about the books, I think. Like, you can either find a group
book club hazing.
You can find a group that reads like a lot of what you want to read, like whatever your chosen niche is, or you can find a group that reads like a wide variety of stuff or stuff that you don't, and kind of broaden your horizons. Because, I mean, if it's like, if you read like, I don't know, say pretty light load, like 4 books a year, like it doesn't, you know, if they suck, at least you've tried them.
Right, right. Yeah, I was thinking about that too, like specific kinds of reading groups, like our book clubs. There's several comic book clubs that I've heard about or sort of seen on Meetup and that kind of thing. Right. And I've always been like very, very resonant for those, especially. Like, I'd rather talk about literary fiction than comics right. with a group of strangers, probably.
Yeah.
That seems.
And that's, yeah, and that seems fun. Like a more hardcore kind of group. Like,
oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I could imagine there would be a bit more anxiety there because, like, it's kind of a higher bar of knowledge or whatever.
I wouldn't be worried about that. I'd be worried more about, like, the high levels of awkwardness just embedded into weird ego tripping at the same time.
Right.
Trying to talk to 1,000 comic book guys about and trying to pick a book for the next time. I can't imagine it would be such a nightmare. Right.
Well, it's kind of similar to something else I was curious about. What do you guys think of the idea of these, I guess, public book clubs, like Oprah's book club, for example, or even like when a city will choose a book. Yeah, like that, where it's just like thousands or however many strangers reading the same book at once.
But yeah.
Not obviously not meeting to discuss it.
I like any idea of shared media literacy, yeah. right? When movies open, everyone goes to see, everyone talks about it for a while. I kind of like right. that, where everyone's like, everyone saw this right. movie, talked about it. The idea of everyone reading a book and talking about it is pretty exciting too, even if the book is shit or I don't care about it, right? Yeah. The one story I've never really engaged with, but I like the concept of it for sure. In the mall, the Prudential Mall, they have these like little story machines now where you press a button and it prints out a short story for you. Yeah. And I kind of like that too, where it's just like, it's there. I guess I'm bad at participating in those things, but I do like them.
Yeah, I like them too. I don't like participating in them, like, but I like actively participating in them, you know? Like, I spend a lot of time on Twitter. I do very little communicating with other humans on Twitter, you know? It's either I'm just reading through stuff or I'll just toss something into the void, but it's very rare I get in a conversation there, and I'm happy with that level of engagement on it. So it's nice when, you know, there's, like, kind of events, like when a movie comes out and sort of, if it's one you're interested in and you've seen, that's sort of trending or whatever, you know, that's kind of front and center. And it's nice when things happen where, you know, there's just sort of more relevance into what you're bringing into your world around the thing that you've done as a solo, just as a cultural. I enjoy that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like kind of water cooler, kind of shared experience stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, in a very like passive way, right?
Right.
Yeah. Where I don't need to get out there and start sharing my opinions on the book or whatever to sort of participate in conversation around the book that otherwise no one's talking about that book, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, listener, come join our book club. We're on Twitter at YakBabies and we're at email at YakBabiesPodcast@gmail.com. Our Patreon.com/YakBabies is the biggest book club of all, where all the weird stuff happens. Probably, I would say, less book conversation happens on Patreon overall, and more bodily function discussion happens on Patreon.
Balls.
So, like a body club. If you want to join that, and go games. There.
That's that? Where the emis live.
Oh, that's true. That's right. The emis are there for sure. You get Broda Bros, you get author drafts, you get just revelations, just lots of revelations. Too many, probably. All there for you on Patreon.com for $1 a month. Until then, YakBabies, yakking off.
The Yak Babies would like to send an extra thank you to everyone who listens regularly, and especially to those who have supported on Patreon, past and present, including Michael, Bonnie, and William Howard Taft.